With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, Ken, I think we might have scared Kelly Danick. Tom brought food, and between you and I, it looked like two bears coming out of hibernation. You've never seen two hungry men eat so fast as what just happened before we started the show.
The walls are spattered with barbecue sauce. It looks like
Ken didn't even
see
you eat the ribs. Yeah. He just noticed the empty bones on your plate.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. It's Jeremy with me tonight, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and the voice that you hear alongside of us would be one Tom Nickel. You know him from O'Brien's, West Coast Barbecue and Brew, most famously, I guess, Nickel Beer Company, and you also head up the San Diego International Beer Festival.
That is right. Thank you very much.
And I guess other than the fact that you brought us such amazing barbecue from West Coast Barbecue and Brew, what was with the mac and cheese, by the way?
Mac and cheese, that's our brand new birthday bacon mac and cheese. So it's whole slab bacon, house smoked, thick cut into little like steak chunks, and then blended with our house mac and cheese.
Steak chunks of bacon and mac and cheese.
Probably the most ridiculous damn thing I've eaten in probably 3 months. Since Coachella, eating the Koji burrito. That right there, if I die tomorrow, I will die with a full belly knowing that I had one of the best foods on the planet. Anyways, I digress. We've got Tom here for San Diego International Beer Festival. Coming to San Diego, another year at the fair. Kicks off next Friday. 3 days, 5 sessions, of course, special tappings the whole way through. You always do it right.
Yep. No, we're looking at probably well over 300 beers. We're looking at probably more than a dozen countries represented, and a ton of local beer, ton of draft beer, ton of bottled beer, rare tappings at each session. So, yeah, just more beer than anybody can sensibly drink.
Well, I know tonight you didn't want to focus on a lot of Southern California beers. Since it is the San Diego International Beer Festival, you're going to introduce Ken and I to some beers we might not have had yet.
Hmm. Yeah, so we got a couple of international beers. One that we're starting with is the Weinstephaner Hefeweizen. So Hefeweizen, relatively common style. Weinstephaner is known for its wheat beers. They do Wheat Box. They do dark wheat beers. They do a lot of different really good wheat beers. So it's definitely something they're known for. A lot of the U.S. breweries that brew a Hefeweizen use the yeast from Weinstephaner, which claims to be the world's oldest brewery.
I was going to say, it's like the textbook Hef.
Sorry, did you say something? I'm having a moment with this beer. I mean, between the bacon, mac and cheese and this, I mean, wow.
I've got to imagine this is washing down the creaminess and the smokiness of the bacon really well.
Oh, it's doing such a fantastic job. It's surprisingly, for a wheat beer, it's got a lot more mouthfeel than I expected.
Yeah, it's 5.5%, and the wheat helps add body. So using wheat is a trick that a lot of brewers will use in making lighter alcohol beers, because it does add mouthfeel and body without adding a lot of color or heft to the beer.
It's creamy almost.
Yeah,
it is.
Very much so.
Man, this is like an all-day kind of drinking beer. You said it was 5%?
5.4.
I'll take it.
Guten Tag.
This is one of the beers you'll be pouring at the International Beer Festival?
Yes, this will definitely be there.
Mm, this won any awards?
That I don't recall.
You're supposed to know these
we'll
things.
We'll have to check the list, and we can tell you next.
It's been around for like 1,800 years or something. Yeah. It's probably won something along the line.
One or two awards, fine. I'll shut up, I'll play some music, drink this beer. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. Tonight we're drinking beer with one of my favorite staples in the San Diego. Do we have to call it indie beer now since,
It's just the brewing community. There's maybe cliques in it now.
The craft beer movement and the indie beer movement, but depending on who you talk to, there's going to be sides. Tom has been in it since before it was cool.
What does FBI Director Comey have to say about it? That's what I want to know.
Dude, do we really have to go into that circus
you
show that was Thursday?
You already went there with your beer conspiracy, X-Files.
There's no conspiracy. AB InBev is evil. Everybody knows it. They want to take over the world. They're very honest about it. We want to control the world's beer market. That's their stated goal. There's no ambiguity.
He's on a soapbox now.
There's no hiding it.
Wow. Let the man speak.
This isn't underground money here.
All right, well then, let's talk about some underground money. Let's talk about some indie money. Let's talk about some smaller breweries. Let's talk about breweries worldwide that are representing all together, arm in arm, delicious beer at the San Diego International Beer Festival next Friday at the fair. Now, I know you're doing 5 sessions. Each session has its own ticket that goes along with it.
Yeah, so each session is 4 hours, unlimited sampling. Each session starts with the exact same lineup of beer. So no one session is different than the other, except that each session is going to have a single different specialty beer that we tap during that 4-hour period.
Now, this is Friday and Saturday?
And Sunday.
And Sunday, and Sunday. Yeah. Sunday. So it goes 12 to 4 on Sunday, and then there's a Friday day, Friday night, Saturday day, Saturday night.
Where do people go to get tickets?
It's sandiegobeerfestival.com. We'll have all the information on the ticketing and timing and pricing and all that kind of good
stuff.
And does
that include a fare ticket, the price of your general
admission? The price of the general admission ticket, I believe they have it as one cost. So yeah, it's just the,
that's awesome,
the festival price.
I like when it's all included. So we started off the program with the... What was it? Hefeweizen?
Weinstephaner Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen. There's only one N in Hefeweizen, boys and girls.
There is
not
no
a
spelling
Def Leppard
test
song
with this beer. Sorry.
All right.
But
I heard the Midwest farmers call it a Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen, yeah.
I'm curious to what you just poured in my glass because...
This smells like jam.
It smells like Schmucker's strawberry jam.
Yeah, so this is De Troek strawberry lambic. So we've moved on to Belgium now. So this is obviously a sweet lambic. There's both sweet and sour lambics. And we'll have both represented at the fest. This is definitely on the sweet side with just lots of that jammy strawberry flavor.
This makes me happy because this... I almost feel like I need it with a slice of toast and some
seriously.
Eggs.
This would be an excellent breakfast beer.
Bring me some peanut butter.
If you're going to drink all day, this is an excellent.
Like, have some fruit in the morning. Oh, I had that in a glass with 3% alcohol barley malt. Is that okay?
Because it's a lambic, so it's very low in alcohol.
Yeah, much lower in alcohol.
Well, then I don't feel so bad drinking more of this.
Yeah. It's good for you. Oh, no, there.
Kelly came back.
I need peanut butter with that one.
Yeah.
Ooh, that actually isn't a bad idea.
No, it'd be lovely.
All right. Cheers to you, Kelly. I'll drink some more of that.
That's
wow. You know what? I must say, it takes a lot to hear the words, "That is utterly delicious," from Tom Nichols' mouth. As he sits here and drinks our next beer, it is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. Drinking with Tom tonight, talking about the San Diego International Beer Festival, which if you're going to the fair, I would suggest that you do it next Friday, Saturday, or Sunday and catch one of the 5 sessions for the San Diego International Beer Festival. Tickets on sale. VIP still available for all sessions, right?
I believe so.
SanDiegoBeerFestival.com. And of course, yes, in case you're wondering, that includes fair admission. We had a strawberry lambic we just finished. Was absolutely amazing.
That would go really well with funnel cakes.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Now you're talking. I don't even feel like I can eat anything, especially after all that West Coast barbecue food that Tom brought. The mac and cheese we talked about, but what was the torta? It's Tom's torta,
so we serve that at both O'Brien's and at West Coast.
That's a crazy sandwich.
It's like a club sandwich torta on steroids.
Yeah, with like a double dose of avocado.
You can never go wrong with avocado. All right, so the beer that you were just sampling is something that I have never tried before. This is right around our own backyard. The guys from Society, a well-storied career before they started this brewery and doing sour beers. They call their sour program their Feral program. This is one of the beers from that.
This is the Highbinder, which is a wine barrel-aged beer with raspberries. And this was one of the beers that was entered in the competition. We had over 1,500 beers enter the competition, and we'll have roughly 350 of those at the festival. So this particular beer is highly unlikely to be at the festival. But the benefit of us drinking on the air is we don't need enough beer for 10,000 people.
Yes!
We need enough beer for just us.
Aha!
So we can enjoy this.
Well, and you know, the taste profile on a beer like this is amazing. It's got a dry, funky finish. Depending on what you pair it with, though, makes the fruit just kind of explode.
Well, Tom, your wife does Nichols pickles, and you just handed me a pickled green bean that she did.
Yeah.
That paired with this,
it really
just brings out... There it is. It really brings out this almost vinegar essence that just kind of changes the whole beer around.
Yeah, it pairs beautifully with it. On their label they talk about, or not on the label, but on the website description, they talk about it pairing well with goat cheese, things that have a little bit of a piquant sharpness, and that's what made me think of the green beans.
Lovely.
But yeah, the beer is just, man, there's just so many things I think this would pair well with. This is an extremely food-friendly kind of beer.
Well, I got a song that will pair well with this. I don't know who would agree with it more, whether it would be Travis or Doug. I forgot who's the...
Travis. Travis is bluegrass. Yeah.
Doug is metal.
Doug is death metal. D is death metal. So right. Doug is death metal.
But there you go. I think he'll appreciate this, that it's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour, 94.9. I tell you, I'm learning a plethora of knowledge off the air on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's FM 94.9.
Do you even know what a plethora is?
I do
you
know.
You just
what
learned
a
that too.
I just learned that too. Tom told me. It's Jeremy with me tonight, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And Tom Nickel, a staple in the San Diego brewing community. You know him from O'Brien's, West Coast Barbecue and Brew, and of course, Nickel Beer Company. He also heads up the San Diego International Beer Festival. So you know that next Friday, when it kicks off at the fair, there are going to be delicious beers on tap. He's brought delicious beers for us tonight. Society's Highbinder. We had a strawberry lambic. We had a Hef from, where was that again? One of the
Weinstephaner.
Weinstephaner, the oldest brewery in the world.
They claim the oldest brewery in the world, going back to monastic days. Brewing since like 1200.
More details on how you can try some of these beers at the fair, sandiegobeerfestival.com. And, you know, we might as well drink another one since we've got the time. What is next?
So we're going back to Belgium here with the De Halvemond Brewery from Bruges. It's the Straffe Hendrick Triple.
You said this brewery has been family-owned for seven generations?
Something like that. Founded in 1856 and still in the family, so...
That's punk rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we expecting everything? I haven't tried it yet. Everything that a normal Belgian beer comes with, that's... I already get the banana-y ester.
Yeah, the big fruity yeast, and it's got, you know, just a nice body, but it's a really light, triples are really light-colored beers, and they'll often use a little bit of sugar in them help keep the body dry, given how strong they are. So it's a 9% alcohol beer that doesn't maybe quite drink like it.
Yeah, it's got that sort of dry, sizzling finish like a champagne.
It does. It almost finished like champagne. In fact, somebody who doesn't like beer and is more of a champagne drinker, I would throw this in their hand and say, what do you think of that?
So people are going to be drinking things like this, which are wonderful.
Absolutely.
At the beer festival. I mean, could somebody find this somewhere outside of the festival?
Oh, yeah. Straffe Hendrick's readily available. So they have a triple. They have a quad that's been a multiple award winner at our competition that regularly available around town. Southern California distributor. So, I mean, any better liquor store would have Straffe Hendrick beers for sure.
This festival will be a great way for people to try all these new styles they've never... I mean, there is a world beyond... You know, IPAs.
Shut up.
Yeah, and I'm not talking
about
it's
called
hazy
session
IPAs,
double IPAs, black IPAs, red IPAs.
Fruited IPAs.
Yeah, fruit IPAs.
You're talking my
pepper
love language
IPA.
Now.
I mean, that's what you're talking about, right? That there's like eight or nine different kinds of IPAs.
Belgian IPAs.
Yeah, Belgian IPAs. See, yeah.
We could go on and on.
It's like that scene from Forrest Gump.
Shrimp gumbo.
IPA gumbo.
Yeah. All right. Before Bubba starts going too far here, mic is off. We are going to play another song. Ken, you're killing me, Smalls. I don't know what I'm happier. The fact that I got a belly full of food, like that mac and cheese with the bacon, or that Tom has brought some amazing beers tonight. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. I can't believe we're going to get through all these beers in an hour. Hamby?
We're trying our damnedest.
You might have to roll me out of here after this. I mean, between the beers and the stories that goes along with them, I mean, it's a hell of a good time tonight. And that you'll find at the San Diego International Beer Festival next Friday, June 16th through the 18th, five sessions. You want to get tickets, sandiegobeerfestival.com. And I imagine, Tom, that you don't need to have a ticket ahead of time to get into the beer festival. You can probably buy it on site at the fair, right?
Yes, you can buy them on site at the fair. To my knowledge, I don't think they've ever completely sold out a session to where they've stopped selling tickets.
Always sell more tickets.
Always sell more
tickets. Until there's no more beer, sell tickets.
And if you can take the day off on Friday, the Friday day session is my favorite because it's the least crowded.
Oh. Day drinking on a Friday. That's a sport.
12 to 4. It's the least crowded session.
Call in sick now.
Yeah. Irish flu might be rampant next weekend.
I feel a slight tickle coming on in me throat.
Oh, whoa! All right, I don't know about that, but what is this next beer that you poured out, Tom? It literally smells like you just handed me a glass full of hops.
I pretty much did.
Jeez.
So this is our newest double IPA up at Nickel Beer and Julian. It's Fix It and Forget About It.
Hey,
forget about it.
Which we actually had our Jersey bartender, Allie, at O'Brien spell out. So the name of this beer is about 28 characters long.
Ken, we need to take a picture of that for the website.
Yeah. Spell it right.
The guy who helped me build the brewery, his name's Fix It Paul, and I brewed a beer for him to thank him for that. It was Fix It IPA, and it's for his 50th birthday last week. I said, well, let's brew you know, whatever you want in the brewery. We could brew a double version of the Fix It. And he's like, let's do that. And I had like six other ideas that we didn't get to, so we created this beer. And it's Crystal, Simcoe, and Amarillo hops, all in ridiculous quantities and about 8.3% alcohol. And this I will indeed be pouring at the festival alongside our bronze medal winning Devil's Copper.
Wow, that's a nice pair.
This is one hell of an Imperial IPA.
Yeah.
This is like you took a bunch of hops and just squeezed them in your hands.
Yeah,
and
exactly. I feel like I'm licking a hop, but in the best way possible.
It's like, kind of like if you had a frozen hop and your like tongue stuck to it and you couldn't get it off.
You know, as the guy who makes the hoppiest beer or made the hoppiest beer I've ever tasted in my life, I don't expect anything less from you.
Yeah, this is a blast.
Yeah. It has jogged my memory, though. I almost got carried away. Free Ticket Summer, your last chance at SPF VIP tickets. If you want to come hang out with us on Sunday, text June, J-U-N-E, to 61749. Message data rates may apply. And, of course, no texting and driving. Ken, don't look at me in that tone of voice. I think we got time for one more. Hammy, can we play a song and do one more beer?
Come on!
Yes. I was going to say, it's radio. You just can't shake your head. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. It's Jeremy, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, taking pictures of bottles. Taking notes? Good. Good man.
Yes,
get that right up online. And, of course, our San Diego craft beer man of the hour, Tom Nickel from O'Brien's, the Nickel Beer Company and the West Coast Barbecue and Brew, bringing all the beers for the San Diego International Beer Festival next Friday at the fair. Tickets, $55 for general admission, $110 for VIP. And what does VIP get you?
So VIP, you get in a half hour early, and we have a VIP area that has its own beer bar. You get a actual glass. You can get full, like, 5-ounce pours in that glass, and they do a really nice beer-paired spread of food for the first 2 hours of that session.
I'm in on that. That's worth every extra dime.
Yeah, so the food is what really makes it, because you can get up there, try beers, and have kind of unlimited sampling of all the different stuff. And they have usually 4 or 5 different food stations, each paired with specific beers.
Well, I know tonight some of the beers you brought were more international beers, but, you know, it's not just about international beers. There's also going to be a lot of local breweries represented, like Pizza Port. You said you're going to have one of the biggest collections of Pizza Port beer outside of Pizza Port.
Yeah, we should have, you know, 10 to 12 Pizza Port beers on draft from all the different locations. And, I mean, we'll have beers from a lot of domestic breweries, but a lot of San Diego breweries. A lot of San Diego breweries enter the competition. They want to represent in their hometown.
I don't mean to interrupt. They do well.
Oh, yeah, no, they do very well.
I was going to say, you know, not to brag, but...
Yeah, no, the San Diego Brewers do win, you know, not necessarily a majority, but certainly the highest percentage of any area of the medals.
I'll chime in as someone who's worked at the fair. It's called International Beer Festival just because most fair competitions are local, Southern California. So if people think that, like, it's not well represented, oh, it's well represented as far as locals go. Was it Pizza Port that won a couple years ago, and then he did a video with the dog and the trophy?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yep, that was, I believe, when Jeff Bagby was at Pizza Port.
That's what I'm thinking about.
And won, and it was the Beagles.
The Beagle.
Yeah.
Beagles Brown.
Yeah.
Beagle Brown.
Now the Three Beagles Brown. There were not Three Beagles back in those days, but there are Three Beagles these days.
That beer won an award, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Big one.
Yeah, he won Best of Show, I believe, with that.
And he let his dog drink out of the trophy.
Yeah.
And that's why Bagby's a legend.
Yeah.
What is our last beer tonight? Because we're running out of time.
So our last beer is Knight Rider Imperial Stout. This was something Bagby started brewing when he was at Pizza Port Carlsbad. And my main comment on this beer is,
I was going to say, this was the last beer of the night for me many, 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 many times.
This is the soft landing I'd been looking forward to all show.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
That's smooth, it's roasty, it's coffee, it's,
Well, unlike your comment earlier with people who like champagne but may not like beer, people who like an after-dinner coffee drink or who enjoy a nice ruby port after dinner would really enjoy drinking this after dinner.
I am in on this. This would definitely be my last beer at the beer festival. In fact, it's my last beer tonight. Hamby, it's all you, baby. We're done. We're
call me
this
a cab!
I'll call you something else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.